I am packing my bags yet again, but this time it's not for a move, but it's for a visit back home. Every visit back to India comes with a certain energy. It comes with long to-do lists, and most importantly, it comes with us going all out to relive our comfort rituals. Don't we all have them in our lives? For the podcast today, let's take a look into our own lives and see how much of it is shaped around our comfort rituals and how much, if at all, is it important to create these little traditions. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Yes, I am flying home this week for a visit to my Mumbai. And needless to say, I am beyond thrilled, excited, and obviously emotional too. Every time as NRIs we visit home, we have several lists that we make. Lists because the time is limited and we want to meet as many people as possible and eat as much food as possible. It's not only us making these lists, but everyone we meet back home, they're making their list for us too. The friends want to take us to the coolest nightclubs, restaurants, and party places, and the parents want to make us meet the relatives, visit the most magical of temples and places of worship, and probably even arrange small weekend getaways. But for us, what we want to do most of the times is quite simple. We want our comfort rituals. What are these comfort rituals? Well, all the little activities and little routines that made up our childhoods. Everything that made our home a comfort zone for us. Things that brought us a feeling of normalcy. A routine that was so much of a second nature to us that it brought with it a feeling of peace, security, and an extreme level of comfort. We want to see the old neighborhoods the way they looked before. We want to visit our schools and colleges and still find the bhaiya selling kachi kehri or those little peppermint candies outside the school. We want to hear the vegetable vendors and the milkmen coming to our colonies in the morning. We want to wake up to the smell of mom's tea and the sound of pressure cooker whistles. We want to lay on the sofa and talk to our friends on the phone for hours, and we want to go out for those little fruit juice and faluda trips at midnight. All the little things that made home home for me, I want to relive those. But are these comfort rituals limited to just visits to our hometowns, or are they an intrinsic part of our daily lives? Having lived away from home for almost a decade now, I have looked at comfort rituals in an almost therapeutic manner. They're medicinal, and for anyone who has ever gone through a feeling of displacement, feelings of confusion, homesickness, or just a general anxiety of being away from friends and family, it is these comfort rituals that get us through. I have a bunch of my own. From my music choices at different times, to my choice of food or the outfits that I wear. Don't we all have them? A tough day at work and my menu is indefinitely going to be a khichdi or the good old dal chawal. Almost every weekend, I try to recreate my Sunday breakfast routine from my time growing up in India and treat myself to a hot plate of poha with some masala chai. Give me all the boots and coats and the highest fashion from New York to Toronto, but the joy that a simple salwar kameez or a sari brings me is unparalleled. Haven't we all experienced this? A simple kajal or a bindi changes not just our appearance but the way we feel. A whiff of paneer cooking on that stove when you just enter your home can change our mood in an instant. The texture of biting on that papad can bring so much happiness, and suddenly listening to a song from your childhood days can bring an unexplained sense of security. It's amazing the way our mind sort of holds on to these little memories and makes us feel so good every time we relive them. Isn't that probably why we see rainfall outside for the first time and the first thing our body does is takes a whiff of fresh air to see if it has recreated that perfumed smell of wet mud? Isn't that probably why we crave Maggi and masala chai on a cold winter day? The first year or so of moving away from our childhood homes, friends and families is probably the hardest for all of us. They say it gets better with time and things improve once we adapt to our new environment. I agree with that, but one of the big factors that helps us adapt to a new environment is these little actions that bring us a sense of peace, that bring us a sense of comfort, or as I like to call them, our comfort rituals. These are the things which bring us calm and start putting us in touch with our feelings that we recognize and relate to. Whether we follow these rituals through food, whether we follow them through our dressing, or through decorating our house in a certain way, or playing a certain type of music, it doesn't matter what we're reliving, but it's about recreating that space where we get the quiet of our minds. That space where we can find the quiet of our minds. For all my listeners who have felt a sense of displacement and have longed for a feeling of quiet, try to design a routine around your comfort rituals. If you already have a bunch of your own, write to me and I would love to hear about it. For me, I'm going to plan to post this episode right before my flight to India takes off. This also means that unfortunately, I won't be posting any episodes for the coming 3 weeks. Please bear with me and I look forward to coming back from home with a fresh mind, lots of more content and more episodes of Culture Chaos. So that's it for my episode today. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes, which will start coming in from the last week of December. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so please feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.